And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind.
So they have an extra one. We do. We get an extra
podcast,
one.
The podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
Extras are good.
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Thank you.
I knew it was going to be her.
Yeah, it had to be her, man.
I knew it. I just sat there going, had to be. Let it be thank you.
Oh, it is. So here we go. That's the latest gold, by the way. Thank you, lady.
No, it's
that
not.
Is the latest.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. This one. Hold on.
That's not the latest
before
gold.
Before I play the latest gold, I have the latest. I do have it.
Okay.
Before I play the latest, I do want to thank our sponsors. The podcast this week is brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Thousands of people are going to be killed in drunk driving crashes every year. It just happens. So if you're going out drinking, just get a ride or call a cab or a friend, something. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Thank you.
Thank you. She comes from, she called, and it's like she was speaking normally.
She was perfectly normal. And then we were like, okay, hey, have a great day. And she goes, thank you.
Thank you.
And then she hung up. And I to this day, want to say, is that how you always say thank you? Or you
I
know,
think
you
just got nervous.
Or do you just get, because sometimes you know how it is.
Yeah.
You flub-ub.
No, not us.
And I don't know. I got a feeling that she always says thank you.
The thank you lady is awesome.
Thank you.
So what's the new gold?
Okay.
I don't even remember. I just know it's
not. The newest
gold,
we were talking about Patrick wearing a shirt. Dustin Lynch was in the studio with us the other day, and Patrick had this shirt on that was way too tight.
Well, in his defense, it was too small. I mean,
yeah,
it was the wrong size.
I'm not blaming Patrick. I'm blaming the shirt.
Yeah, Patrick has lost 50 pounds, over 50 pounds.
Yeah, but the shirt was too small.
Yeah.
But Patrick put it on anyway,
and
like
I
a trooper.
Wore it only because Dustin Lynch had given it to me, and
right.
I was protesting the fact that he didn't have any XXX shirts.
Right.
So he was showing Dustin why he needed to have XXX shirts. And so after Dustin leaves, Big D was talking about how the shirt looked good on Patrick, because it did. The style looked good. And here's the latest.
That one, it kind of hippens you up a little bit. When I mean hippens you up, I mean it shows off your ribs. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm sorry, Patrick.
Dude. It's okay.
It did look good, though.
It did. Actually, the hat, the shirt looked good. Remember that hat that Christian Bush gave him a long time ago? It kind of looked like the Beetle Bailey hat. That hat looked good on Patrick, too. And he normally can't wear a hat, but it looked good on him. And it kind of was the Fidel Castro look. And one of us, I think it was you, said that it looked like Castro, and now he won't wear it.
Is that why you won't wear it?
That's exactly why.
Yeah, I just don't wear hats. I really don't.
But that one actually looked really
Brian
good on you.
I have a little Brian hat that looks really cool. I just don't wear hats.
Get your HFE and show us.
No, I'm not putting it on.
You have a really big head.
I have a really big head.
What size? Do you know what size you are?
The last time I bought a cowboy hat that I think still fits, it was 7.
Can you imagine him in a cowboy hat?
7 3/4, I think, which was big. They were so big they didn't have it in the store. Like, they had to special order it. Son, we ain't got any hats that are going to fit your giant head.
Aww.
That's exactly what the guy said.
Wow.
He said giant head?
Yep.
He said, we don't have a hat to fit your giant head.
Yeah, he talked real slow, too.
Yeah.
Son? We ain't got any fats.
That's what he wanted to say. Is that what he really said, Patrick?
No, it's not.
We ain't got any fats that'll fit your giant hat.
It hurts too much to tell the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was like when I got married and I went to go get my tux, and they went, ooh, yeah, we're going to have to get that from the warehouse.
Yes, I've had that. I did that a couple of years ago. I was in a wedding.
Yeah, yeah. And they say the warehouse.
Hang on.
Okay. He's coming in.
Oh, boy.
He's coming
this is
in.
The worst part. You know you have to go get measured for the tux?
Yeah.
This is how it went down. The lady stands there, and she puts the tape measure around me, and it got to about there. Yeah. And it was like, she's like,
I
need the big tape measure.
Oh, they
she
have a special
said
one?
That, yes.
They have a special tape measure for
then
big people?
She couldn't find the big tape measure, so she had to try to hold. Sharon, can you come over here and help me in this? And it took two of them holding together two small tape measures.
What's great is that you still remember that Sharon is the
lady. I don't know. It was just, I picked the name, but it was something like that. Mm. Yeah.
That is
horrible.
Awful.
And then they have to special order it. It's like,
they don't special order it. They get it from the warehouse.
Yeah, the fat warehouse.
And the thing is, when, like with tuxes, they are, it's a layered thing. So you got like, did you wear like a wife beater underneath your shirt? Your company.
I wore a t-shirt, yeah, and like then a shirt,
and then a shirt,
and then a vest,
and then a vest, and then a jacket,
and it was
and
an then a outdoor
cummerbund.
No, it was just a vest, and then an outside wedding in Louisiana in July.
It was
with all those layers,
of black, black on black on black.
Listen, when I took my,
but
when
you looked
I,
thin.
No, I didn't. No,
you know your wedding's supposed to be, you know, like. Like chicks are all like all into it, and they like have like they have all their girlfriends there watching them get dressed. It's weird. And I remember I was like in a like a bathroom putting my pants on that I had, and I look at him, I go, something's wrong with the waistband of these pants. And I start looking closer, and as I look at it and inspect it, it has like a slide that you can slide the waist in and out. And I had it completely
all the way in?
All the way out as far as it'll go. And oh, I was like, and then I pulled it, and I looked like, you know, like the before and afters. It was way too big. And then I was like, dude, I have one size fits all pants. I have like onesie baby pants.
Yep.
That's what I'm wearing at my wedding.
I also remember that everyone else, all the normal size guys had vests that were real vests. And mine was the fake vest.
I had the fake vest, too.
Yeah.
I don't even know about the fake vest.
As long as your jacket's on, it looks fine. But it's just the front is the vest. And then it's got like a strap that goes around your back.
What?
Because they don't, I mean, a full vest to fit, that's a lot of material, man. They don't need all that. They already used all the material in the jacket.
I didn't know about that because when I was just in Glenn's wedding a couple months ago, and when I went, I was in my tux and everything, but like I got it from the place and I tried everything on. The only thing I didn't try on was the vest. And I said, this will fit too, right? And she said, yeah. She said, it's all together. She's like, it was the one with the suit. I'm like, yeah. I got to the wedding. Sure enough,
it didn't fit.
And there's no plan B at that point. And like it was a Saturday night. There was no place open. I'm like, this sucks. So I had to have my jacket buttoned so it looked like I had a vest on. And you know how what happens there is I end up looking like a sausage.
Yep.
I was bummed. Everybody else had vests but me.
Well, you got to try everything on.
I didn't because everything else fit great.
I was like you though. I was like, it's fine. I didn't worry about it. I was like, it's no one cares. No one's gonna be looking at me anyway. It's just not my thing.
Dude, I don't ever.
I was at a wedding. I was at a wedding in Minnesota, and I went to my whatever he is to me, and it's so. I still, whenever you're sitting at a wedding, and then the bride comes down, you know, the aisle or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like nah.
The wedding march starts.
Everyone stands up and turns and looks at her. I always think that's weird.
Why is it weird? That's what you're supposed to do. I just think it's weird.
I think it's weird.
It's not something that happens every day. So that would be the definition of weird, I would think.
Jenny just typed on Facebook. It seems like every one of these podcasts is to pick on Patrick.
Poor Patrick.
Oh, no. You know what? This time, I'm not. That's not what's happening. We're all picking on each other with our
We're actually picking on the tuxedo rental industry because it's terrible.
That always irks me when people go, well, stop picking on Patrick.
Well, sometimes you guys are jerks.
No.
But only a little bit of the time. Yeah, I know. I am too.
So you are fair. Too. And what people don't understand is, I think a lot of women don't understand, this is the way we do.
Yeah.
And if there's a great scene in the movie, if we ever stop doing it,
then it's not a good thing. Then we got a problem.
Right. And what's the Gran Torino? There's a great scene where Clint Eastwood takes the guy, the Asian guy who's his next door neighbor, and he's kind of taking him under his wing. And he's trying to man him up a little bit, and they go and get his hair cut.
Oh, that's right. And all the old guys are.
And they're all bashing each other. What's up, you son of a blankety blank? And I mean, it's just awful.
How dudes are, man.
That's how guys are. If you don't do
that, I don't remember that scene.
It was
it's really great.
It's a great scene.
I haven't seen that movie in probably 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. My best friend in the whole world is Dominic, the German guy, and every time he calls me, the first few words out of my mouth are an insult.
Yeah, of course.
Because he's my bro. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how dudes are.
For those who defend Patrick, if the day ever comes that we don't pick on him,
then you know we don't care.
Then that's not a good time.
It really is the truth. I used to have this boss that used to ride me all the time. Used to be like always, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to be better at this. And I realized, you know what? At least he's paying attention to me. At least he knows what's going on and he cares of what I was. No, it wasn't like he was doing it to be a dummy, because there are those bosses too. I could tell the difference that, you know, this guy actually cared that it was going to make me better at doing what we do. He didn't ride me hard enough, apparently, because this is all you get.
This is all you got?
This is all you get, guys.
Going back to the wedding thing, every time I go to a wedding, and it happens every summer, there's two or three weddings, you know, I get this sense of doom, like, I don't ever want to do that again. I'm not saying I don't want to get married again, but I don't think I want to have a wedding again.
What would you decide?
I don't know.
Just a party?
I would have to really... It's one of those things where you go, well, I would have to really be in love if somebody managed to trick me into this. Because the cost...
I'm not saying get married. I think we've already found the first problem.
No, and I'm not saying get married. I'm saying have a wedding. Because the cost, the big... stupid pageantry of it, all of it. It's just insane.
I have two daughters, and I tell my wife all the time, I'm like, I really, you know, we should just offer them the money, take the money and run, because they could do so much with it. They could put a down payment on a house. They could pay off their debts, their loans, whatever they got. I mean, the fact that people spend, and I mean, now, like, the average wedding is in the $60,000 range.
Oh my God.
That's nuts. It's like, you know what? You're throwing that money away. It's kind of like the way I always expensive restaurants. I think expensive restaurants are the dumbest thing ever, because what are you paying for? Poop.
You're paying a lot of money for poop. There's a lot to an experience. It's not on the scale of a wedding, though. Going and dropping $200 on a great meal might be
crazy.
An extravagance and a little crazy, but it's not crazy like spending $60,000 to buy food for strangers and wear clothes you're never going to wear again. Sorry. You know, you can have a great wedding for $5,000. You can have a great wedding for $1,000, okay, with your closest friends. Why you got to have the big fancy dress and the tuxedo? Why?
It's the princess thing. It's what you're taught. You're taught and you're brainwashed from the beginning. And I don't mean this in a negative way, because weddings are great. Weddings, marriages, awesome. It's the actual going crazy and going overboard in it. That's where I get lost.
The worst feeling I had at one of those since my divorce was my friend Kristen's wedding. They had they had over a dozen little kids, like flower girls and ring bearers. Like so many, we don't really know how many there were.
There were just flower children everywhere.
Oh, God, yes. Little girls in white dresses and little boys in suits. Just a parade of them coming down the aisle. It's like they got everyone they knew with a child and said, dress up the kids. We're going to make them all be in the wedding. And I remember that one of my friends, her daughter was in it. And I remember thinking, I remember calling her and she was at the rehearsal dinner. That means all of those kids were at the rehearsal dinner and had to rehearse their part for the, suddenly I just got this sick kind of, you know, nervous, anxious feeling like, that was so awful. Well, hoopla for
it's for them.
It didn't do anything.
It's not for you. It's not for not for us. It's for them.
Yeah, but like, you're doing it for other people. You know,
this girl sent a thing and she was having a tough day, and
we're gonna send her a postcard.
Yeah, that's nice. She was like,
you and the postcard thing, man.
Yeah, D is all
and
over
I'm not,
it, man.
I'm not
well,
saying
you,
I'm
get,
not saying
I get
it's a
sucked
bad idea.
Into it. I wanted to do it. I think it's a great thing because I enjoy writing. Sorry,
eating
or talking. I mean, peanut butter pretzels, which are amazing, greatly great. I think it's great that we do them. So, and I was done. Like, I'm done for the day. I don't want to do any more of these. I've done, I don't know,
that was a bunch.
40, 50, 60. And they're all handwritten. Thank you. They're all handwritten. And then I have the guy, we all sign them. And then I get, you know, people who send things, and I'm just like, I have to send them because of the story. Yeah, this girl, she was like, you know, she was having a panic attack on the way to work, and she was listening to us on the show this morning, and it helped her, you know, get Coke. Out of her. Yeah. And she sent a picture of her, you know, in the car, like a selfie. And you could tell she's crying. And I was like, I got to send that. Like, if I don't send that.
You're a horrible person.
I'm a terrible person.
You are. By the way, Bubba, we just ordered 1,000 postcards.
That's great. I don't have a problem. I really think the postcard idea is awesome. Great. I mean, it's who doesn't want a handwritten note? Like, it's the same reason why when I see whose birthday it is on Facebook, if I have time, instead of going and writing, hey, happy birthday, if I have time in my whatever I'm doing, like if we're not doing the show or I'm not driving or whatever, I'll call them. I'll be like, hey, what's going on? I try to do that. I don't get to do it as much as I wish. I miss a lot of really good phone calls. But I just think it's better than just going, hey, happy birthday, because then they're going to click like on your happy birthday to show you that they read it. And, you know, it just doesn't mean as much to me. I like that personal touch. And that's what these cards are. It's a personal touch. You are literally reaching into their living room going, tickle, tickle, tickle.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
The postcards are great.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
You could order another 1,000 on top of the 1,000 you already ordered. I'm in.
We get on the air and I go, okay, we'll do 5. Okay, we're going to do the next 5. And I'm telling you, the way our system is set up, we have a text messages don't come over a phone. They come over a screen. And when they come on the screen, I can see them. They're like, see, 1, 2, there's 5. Well, it depends on the size of the text. There's like, it can be up to 8 boxes on my screen that pop up on the side. And so they pop up, and then when another 8 comes in, they disappear, and another 8 kind of go pop, pop, pop,
so
pop.
So you can kind of miss stuff sometimes.
Yeah, exactly right. And so then I have to open up the program and go in, actually literally go into it. But, dude, and during the show, when we go, hey, send us your name and address, it's like, it goes pop, 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 rip, rip, and you just watch it go, blah, 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 page, 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 page. So, like, I kind of feel like I have to, you know.
Yeah.
And then you get different time zones, and so I'm trying to catch up and all that stuff. It's a lot to it, guys.
I want you
to know that.
As long as you know, you volunteered for this. This was all your idea.
You want a pretzel, peanut butter pretzel?
I don't want a peanut butter pretzel.
I appreciate all you do, Big D. I think you're a great guy.
Who's the guy who came in and said, you know what we're going to do, guys? I'm going to make pretzel. I'm going to stick some peanut butter in it. And don't make it too big. Because, listen, pretzels suck. Like real pretzels, like doughy pretzels.
No, that is heaven.
Pretzels are
like hockey game pretzels.
Oh, the chewy stuff?
Yes, that's terrible. Awesome. Sourdough pretzels are life.
No. Yeah, they're good for about that much.
No, just a little bite. The key is whenever you do them, you say you want one without salt. That's the key because they oversalt them. Plus, whenever you say that, they have to make them fresh for you. Then you get them fresh. Oh, my God, so good. And you dip it in mustard.
Yeah. Anyway,
awesome.
I also want to say this. Hey, let's worry about what's going on in real world stuff instead of just yanking down monuments. There, I said that.
There was a tweet I saw the other day that I went, you know what? This guy just summed it all up. He said, here we are trying to start a civil war over the remnants of the last civil war.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out? You know? Yeah. And I'm like, it's smart. We don't need to be beating each other up because of a statue in a park.
I'm telling you, where's it stop? Because it's going to keep going. And before you know it, it's going to be Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Luther King. We start pulling all of them down.
An alderman in Chicago has already asked them to change the name of the parks named after Washington and Jackson in Chicago. And because he doesn't want him associated with that.
They're changing the Michael Jackson Park?
Yes. This was definitely the time for a bad joke, Bubba.
See how we just, the car stalled?
Yeah. And it just ran right off the road.
Somebody giggled, though. Somebody went, oh, I get what he did there. He said Michael Jackson.
Let's try and reset it. Let's reset everyone.
And action. Scene.
Man, seriously, let's just change the subject to anything else.
No, I think it's fascinating. We need to talk about that. It's insane the amount of crazy we have going on, and it's on both sides. I don't want anybody going, oh, you can't say it's on many sides, because Trump got in trouble for that. It's true. It is true.
And let's stop throwing around the racist term because, wow, that's easy to tag on anyone.
And once you get stuck with something like that, you can't get rid of it.
Yep.
And then you're ruining someone's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's
I think you said it
on both sides.
You said it. I think it was your personal. I don't read a whole lot of stuff on Facebook junk, man. But I think I saw yours, and you're like, you know, and it was you're
oh, the
so
thing
right.
I wrote the other day.
Yeah, it was about I don't know.
I will read it. I didn't even bring it up on the show because I didn't want to bring light to it.
And I appreciate it. I don't want to get into it either, and I really don't want to get onto it here. I brought it up, but we'll end with that of what you said. I thought it was really well written. Did you steal it from somewhere?
No, I wrote that and I put it on my Instagram, which is Bubba Radio, if you want to follow. I put it on there, and then I was like, you know,
on what? On there? You put it on there.
I put it on there. And then I went and I said, you know what? I have this. I'm going to put it on my Facebook, too, instead of rewriting it. You know, because I was going to put it on Instagram and then tweet it out, which I did. And instead of having to write it out and copy and all that kind of stuff on Instagram, you can't put that much, you know, on the picture.
What's
so, well, you want me to read it? Oh, you said no a minute ago.
No,
I just said that this is what I wrote. I wrote, I've now watched two presidents equally blamed for being divisive. Both are considered the cause of all the unrest in America by their political opponents. Barack Obama absorbed the brunt of the hate from the right. Then Donald Trump is now catching hell from the left. First, let's acknowledge the one simple truth. Most Americans are innocent when it comes to racial discrimination. I put, I'm no fool. There's obviously racists of all colors in our midst, but the majority of Americans are smart enough to know that melanin levels in skin do not determine a person's character. Pushing the rhetoric that every American, I can't read, that every problem in America is universally caused by race-driven hate is dangerous and will only result. Also, I'm hearing you crunch these pretzels. It's messing with me. Anyway, just saying that, you know, blaming everything on race-driven hate is dangerous because it only gets people to, you know, start believing that it's true. And once that happens, then you can't go back.
Yep.
And we're allowing political division to evolve into actual mutual hate. And we can't do that. A strong and united America means a stable world. This hate only empowers and emboldens our adversaries. We're all here. None of us are going away. That's just a fact. And we have to learn to communicate without name-calling and being stupid about it. So let's agree to listen, learn, love, and stop killing each other. Because you do that, and you know you respect each other, and you're gonna get stuff done.
Yep.
You start beating people up and taking people out with cars and whatever.
It's just weird. And it's like it all came out of nowhere. Like, it was like, I mean, literally, this week, it was like, I mean, I know there's some, like, New Orleans, you know, there's stuff going on, you know, taking down statues.
Yeah.
But it was like, it hit a thing with this, in Virginia, and then all of a sudden,
dude,
it's like every day there's another, in the middle of the night, they're taking stuff down. Now they're doing this. Now they're wanting to rename that. Now they're going to do, I'm just like, wow, really?
You know, I'm going to say this, and I want to make sure that I preface it with the fact that I don't know if you guys know, I know you do, but I'm a libertarian, which is nothing like either one, but it's kind of a little of both. You just see it. You see that. Whenever Trump won, it was, oh, let's blame Russia. Let's blame this. Let's blame that. Everybody was trying to find blame. None of that worked. So now they're going to try to use this to blow up in his face. And that's all it is. I really believe that this is a plot just to get division and get problems started to where it becomes a big deal and he has to step down.
Yeah, it could be.
And
right.
that's what I feel. In my gut, that's what I feel.
Yeah. And you got a big gut.
I do.
That's why you feel so much.
I do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Richard wants to know why Carson isn't on the podcast today. She actually is doing her show right now. I'm sorry. She does a show also. So sometimes she can join us. Sometimes she can't.
Sometimes she can't.
Sometimes.
I mean, not
I'm
all the time.
I'm cold in here, man.
It's not all the time, right? But I am sometimes it is.
Are you not cold? I am frigid. I'm like shaking in here. It's like.
No, I'm not always cold. I am sometimes.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not cold right now, but I have been.
Sometimes you are.
But sometimes I will be. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you pull some other of those golds out? Because it makes me laugh.
All right.
I just love him. Bubba will, in the just like you just heard, thank you. He'll do that in the middle.
I am allergic to semen.
Okay.
Now, these are.
Did you know that was what that said?
No.
You just hit it?
Yeah. See.
People say the craziest stuff to us. Yeah. You can't even imagine.
This is one.
You should come in and just sit in here one day.
The stuff that never hits the air sometimes is more scandalous than the stuff we could ever say on the air.
This guy called us today. We didn't put it on the air. We were running out of time. We would have, but we just didn't. And he says, hi, this eclipse. Yeah. You just got to get her the glasses for it and make sure it gets around it. And we go, what? You should, the glasses are going to get over it.
And I said, no, he wanted to wear sunglasses or something. I'm like, no, you need eclipse glasses.
And he's like, okay, all right, I get it. And we're like, he's going to be blind. Like, we just automatically
And I wish I'd have been recording because we could have had a great, you know.
Bubba was like, I was by
I just told him, I said.
Yeah, well, he's going to be blind.
I said, well, no, he was still on the phone. I said, and you're going to go blind.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's see. Here's another classic. Your husband cannot live with you?
No, because I live between two schools.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I forgot about that.
When we realized what she was talking about, we're like, oh. I have to say
50 feet away from any school. Oh, yes? Okay. Yes?
I don't know what the yes is for.
Why is it in there?
I don't know.
Patrick, how did yes get into the gold?
Yes?
Yes?
Do you know where the yes came from?
Play it again.
Yes? I can just do it for you.
Yeah. I don't know what that's from.
Bubba sometimes gets a little gold crazy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, that guy creeps me out.
Give me a little hello.
I'm not there yet, man.
Okay.
Here. What? We actually made that a ringtone, if you remember.
Yeah, we did.
Go download the Bubba saying what ringtone. Mm-hmm.
We sold three of them.
Oh, wait.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, your time is up.
Yeah. Man, that's old Bubba tapes.
Wow, that's right.
Remember the up and old air check from back in the day?
That's what I was doing, a commercial for the band Jade.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your time is up.
It's not even, listen, it's 5, 4, 3, 2. Why would you not say your time is through?
That's the song.
Because
that's
it rhymes.
I know. I don't know why
that's
5, 4, 3, 2, your time is up.
Oh my God, that just drives me crazy.
Did we ever go look that song up? We can't on the podcast, but we're on the show with it. We ought to go listen to 5, 4, 3, 2.
I think
your
we're
time
I think
up.
We're safe to look it up on the podcast. What do you think they're not even in music anymore.
I mean, if I were the songwriter of 5, 4, 3, 2, Yo Time Is Up, I wouldn't have anything better to do but sue podcast. Are you kidding me? You think that guy's doing anything else?
He does have a point there.
Yeah.
Give us another one.
Let's see.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah. That's so great. Can you sing something? He says no and then proceeds to sing.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
So great.
I found, man. Look, I just want to show the podcast people. It is 5, 4, 3, 2. Your time is up. I just want to make sure y'all know that's a real thing. It wasn't my mistake.
Are we feeding into the green room?
I don't know. Should we?
Yeah, I'm meeting a bud of mine for. Hello, I'm meeting
Hi,
a bud of mine.
Hi, Bubba. How are you?
Oh, it's Carla. Good. Who's this?
It's Carla.
Carla.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, I got a. He just. How did he even get?
Hey, if you turn the radio on top of the radio, just press the button down. It'll mute it. Okay, so he can hear now.
Yeah, I was meeting for lunch and I didn't even know. He just popped up in the green room. That's good. It's good security we have.
I have, sadly, Hadley was supposed to join us here. Hadley works for one of our radio stations, and I missed her message. Hey, what day works best for you guys? And I'm like, I just sent her a message. I said, come now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if she'll show up.
Yeah, that's when we
surprised Carson.
She was going to go meet Garth. Hey, this eclipse, man. I'm not looking forward to Monday because I'm already sick of it. And Monday, it's just going to be, I feel that we have to, I know we have to do Eclipse stuff.
Talk.
And all our content.
Now, why do you not want to,
Because I'm done with it. I'm so tired of it. I know how, like.
You can't be tired of the thing that everyone is talking about. This is what you do.
Of course, that's why you get tired of it. What are you talking about?
No, you can't. If everybody's talking about it, you have to stay on top of it and know. Until the moment we are done on the air on Monday, that's pretty much going to be most of what we talk about. But I think what we have to do, it's our job to come up with different ways to talk about it than what everybody else is talking about.
If that makes
any sense.
I get it.
5-4-3-2.
That's another thing. That's another thing. A pet peeve of mine. I mean, they say something, then it's something very simple, and then they go, "If that makes any sense," and I go, "Of course it makes sense. I got it."
Did I say that?
Yes. Like you weren't describe. You weren't like telling me about physics or anything. You said something very simple, and you said, "If that makes sense." Well, yeah, of course it makes sense. I get it. But people say it all the time. You did, and didn't even know it.
Didn't know what.
Hello?
I'm almost there, man.
Happy birthday, Conway.
This is another great one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is when we were hypnotizing 7, people on the radio.
8, 9, 10.
You don't remember
I don't
that?
Remember that. Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win.
You gotta hear that again. All right.
Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win. We need to use that for
dramatic
for
hamster
Monday.
Or whatever?
Yeah, we need to use that for Monday.
Oh, for the
eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pull that in.
Oh, my gosh. There are some great ones.
Fiance.
Oh, that's one. Right now, I'm going to let you know. You want to know how country somebody is? You can always gauge how country they are by how they say fiance. Because there are some people who add a T in the middle. If you add a T into the word fiance, you're country. Without a doubt. She says fiance.
Fiance.
And there's a lot of people who say Beyonce, too. I've noticed that.
Fiance.
Wasn't that her name, Beyonce?
No, but they say Beyonce.
Beyonce.
They add, if you're real country,
gotcha.
You add that T in there.
I see.
Beyonce.
Okay.
And that doesn't belong there. It doesn't. It just doesn't.
Fly, Peter Pan.
Yeah.
It's from Kimberly.
Kimberly from Little Big Town.
Let's see.
Gatorade. I drink Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
These are real people. These are real people who call us every day.
Hello.
That was
Franklin Graham,
Billy Graham's son.
And do you want to tell the story again, or
what?
No,
I don't. Do you want to hear that story? We did a whole podcast on our gold, and it's podcast number something.
Patrick will find it.
Did you just do that?
Yes, we've done that like 3 times today, like 3 different times. We've said the exact same thing at the same time.
Yeah.
Weird, man.
We should get married.
We should.
We can
have a giant wedding.
Yes.
Just big, the biggest wedding ever.
Yes.
$85,000 wedding.
Are you gonna wear a vest?
I will,
of course,
but I'm gonna have to try it on first to make sure it fits.
I love it when you wear vests. You know, that's my favorite look for you.
That's all you want me to wear, right?
Just a vest, just a black leather vest and chains of some sort.
Okay.
Like a chains that go across. I don't know how you do that, but you'll figure it out.
Okay.
It's going to be great. Now, who's the bride and who's the groom? Like, who is the guy and the girl in this thing?
I don't know. Okay, so here's the weird thing. On the cake, what side does the groom, like, doesn't the groom always stand?
On the left.
Yes.
If you're
when
looking,
you're looking at,
it. At
them, the groom is always on the left.
Yes.
So sadly, the way we do things is we've always stood, since you read left to right, we've always stood, like for pictures, Big D on the left. And then me on the right. So
I'm the dude.
It.
I'm the dude.
That sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way
I mean, I didn't have any say in this.
Dude, it's just the way you're born.
So, by the way, it's episode 30. If you ever want to hear the history of all the old gold, it's episode 30.
Episode 30. Thank you, Patrick. Well, listen, guys, this has been fun. I have to get going. This has been just a fabulous podcast.
This is probably the best one ever.
It is. I laugh more on this one than I think a lot of them.
So. You know, we have a jingle that has never hit the air anywhere. That
do?
I don't think we've ever played, even on the thing. Patrick, you know the one I'm talking about?
Here's is it a dirty or something?
Yes.
Oh, well, don't the play guy, the dirty one.
Well, the guy, why? Because it'll get out in the wild.
Yeah. What are you talking about? You're not talking about the.
Yeah.
Okay, which one?
Absolutely, yeah. Do not play that. Are you stupid?
We had our
the
guy.
Podcast, Bubba has clearly lost his mind.
Our guy who does our jingles.
No, don't play that. Because, that'll get out.
He did one for us, and it's funny, but. He's like, I was just kidding.
Yeah, don't.
I don't know. Are you drunk?
Maybe.
I don't know. Your voice is so high. It sounds like you're drunk.
He turned into like a cockatiel.
Are you drunk? Of the Bubba that thought it was okay to play that even for a second.
Alvin!
Okay.
Patrick, give us a little. Okay.
No, okay.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors. For this this week's podcast.
Which ones are they?
I think it's probably the Transportation Safety Board who tells you don't drink and drive. It's important that you get a designated driver.
Okay.
We have to have, by the way, I think our tax dollars are going towards us telling you that.
Which is kind of like us getting a rebate
then? Kind of weird, yeah.
So the podcast brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, if you want to get it right.
Okay.
And they want to let you know that thousands of people are killed every year in drunk driving accidents. And if you've been drinking, or if you're planning on drinking, or if you're just always drunk, get a ride or call a
crab.
Oh, my God. Somebody said that one time.
Call a crab?
Call a crab. Hold on. Watch this. I have a gold.
Never gonna be me.
That is Pan from Kelsey Ballerini. Did I do that once before? And this part of the show is brought to you by the Safer Ride app. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride or call a crab.
Did it again. That's your thing.
What are you, SpongeBob?
He can't say call crabs. Cabs.
Get a ride or call a cab. Drive sober or get pulled over.
That's great, man.
I didn't know. Who knows that I did that twice? I saw it in there. I was like, call a crab. What is that? And then when I said it just now, maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was like when I read it, it put it into my brain.
There you go. Thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend and enjoy your weekend free of, you know, blindness.
Yes.
Because Monday we're all going to go blind.
A lot of people are going to go blind on Monday. Please, please, please make sure people wear real eye protection or they just don't look at the sun. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
I'm waiting. Oh, the button's down. I'm like, where's the song? There we go.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
That's okay.
That's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
Every day.
Every day.
That was the podcast.
It was the podcast.
Creepy Brian. Creepy Brian.